Following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Graziella Hall. Good morning, and this is Graziella's first time doing this, but it was last week you were here. Graziella Observer last week, and then I saw her 2 weeks ago at Christina Liu's grandfather's photo display at the Art Center, at the UU, and it's like we're all friends already. So this is wonderful. Yes. So this is your first time. And before we get to our guest, I just like to always tell people what Project Independence is. And Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we do this through so many different venues. We have transportation for shopping, transportation for doctor visits. Actually, shopping is free. And you just call up and they'll bring you to a major location where there's going to be a supermarket and hairdresser, et cetera, drugstore, et cetera. We have social workers that go to your home. We have people that go to your house for light work, meaning they'll clean the gutters. They'll, at this time, well, not this time of year, earlier in the summer, they'll put their air conditioners in the window for you. They'll help you. I mean, there are certain things the senior can do, but they may wind up hurting themselves. So it serves no purpose. An air conditioner, you know, even though the newer ones are lighter and lighter, why take a chance? So all I tell people constantly, 311. You call 311 anytime. Somebody will return the call within 24 hours, and somebody will give you some guidance and assistance. Now, with guidance and assistance, we have our first guest, and her name is Sabine Haribedian.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to have you here. And the product that you have is Ablelift. But what I want to do before I even tell anybody about what it is, I want you to explain it, how you got involved and how this came about. And then people will understand what it is.
Yeah, thank you for having me. So first of all, I just want to give you a little bit of my background. If you wonder where my accent is from, I'm from France originally, and I have a mechanical engineering background. I started my career in the medical field, developing orthopedic instruments for surgeons. So I moved into finance, and then unfortunately 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer and had to go through a major surgery. So I got home from the hospital, was very frail, could barely walk up the stairs, and I just could not move in my bed. So I needed a lot of assistance. And, you know, I was young and active before that, and it was really a wake-up call just to understand that people actually are stuck in their bed and they can move. So it really made me thinking, and also I had hopefully some help. But I realize that for caregivers, it's really hard when you have to help someone, especially if you are older. And with that in mind, and again, using my engineering background, I started thinking about a device that would help people make their own bed adjustable. So this is where the Ablelift comes from. It's a device that outfits your own bed. It's any bed on either side of the bed, if it's a queen or king size bed.
Okay.
And it will help you get in and out of bed. So it will help you go from a horizontal to a sitting position. It goes all the way up to a 90 degree angle. So it will help you prop up and sit, relax comfortably in your bed, sleep on an incline if it's something that is important for your health. So it's just very versatile. And again, it addresses some major concerns, which is dignity, so that you can be totally independent in your own bed if you need to get in and out of bed in the middle of the night. Independence, which is again what we were talking about, keeping people in their own home and really free and mobile, and caregiver safety, because we know this is really important. It can be really taxing for the person helping the one who needs some help.
Right. No, I agree with you with the independence part of it is so important, because, you know, going into bed is one thing. People, you can help me get a dish out of the dishwasher. That's a lot different than helping me get into bed. And there's a level of dependence that people don't like when it comes to something like that. They would very much prefer to do it independently, what you're talking about. I know it's hard to explain over the air because it's not a visual, but how it works.
Yes. So it's a metal frame that sits on your mattress. You don't have to put it under the mattress. It's above your own mattress, so you don't have to move any furniture or lift up any heavy weight. It's under your pillow. There's a memory foam topper that sits on the device, so it really is going to provide the comfort. And it's very easy to set up within minutes. You don't need any tools. It's all assembled. So it's very convenient, very user-friendly. It has a hand control with two buttons. So again, very easy up and down. And again, you will set it up at the top of your bed under the pillow. And when you lay down on it, it's going to lift you up when you prop it up, or stay at any incline, so you can watch TV, eat in bed, read, whatever, you know, comfort is important for you. You bring it all the way down to sleep, or you keep it at an incline if you have any reasons to sleep at an incline. A lot of people do need that for, you know, against acid reflux.
Right, right. Or hiatus hernia. I know people keep their bed on a little bit of an incline with hiatus hernias.
Exactly. And basically, it engages you into a standing position by helping you get up to a full sitting position.
Right.
There's an accessory that we call the pillow holder that actually holds your pillow in place, so your pillow doesn't fall when the backrest is raised. It's a really nice.
That's a shame because it is radio versus TV. But I see a picture of it. I spotted that, which makes sense because it's almost like bringing a lounge chair up.
Yes.
But when you do that, you know, right, you move your head and the pillow then drops and you're picking up the pillow. And this particular one, it's hooked right on the top of it, which is great.
Yes. The whole purpose of that is, again, assuming your mobility is limited, especially on the upper body, you don't want to have to hold the pillow, especially also when you go back to lay down. If the ablift is at a 90-degree angle, you just want to sit and then being brought down very comfortably because
the pillow
is already in the right place. So it's also portable. So let's say someone's using it at home, goes visit the grandchildren, they can take it with them. It fits it's very compact, so you take it in the trunk of the car, or you can actually also, like, you know, pack it properly and ship it on the plane if you're going to Florida for a few weeks and you want to make your own bed adjustable. So anywhere you go, you are making your bed electric, basically. So let's say you also go to a hotel for a weekend. You can actually make the hotel bed adjustable.
That's a very good thing, especially, from the point of view that if you get used to it and it's helping you sleep and you have to go, whatever you're doing, you're going to visit the grandkids, you know, and you're going to be away for a week. A week can throw you off then because now your back and your shoulders, you're all accustomed to this.
Yes.
And now you're going to spend a week flat on your back or propping yourself up with pillows. And, you know, I don't have one of these things, but I don't like motels and hotels. It just throws me off. I mean, I have a certain pillow that I like that, you know, actually my sister got it for me a couple of years ago. It's fine. I have no idea what the name of it is. She knew it. She got it. So if I go to a hotel for those 2 days, it's a whole different sleep. Ablift. What does ableist mean? Does it mean something, or that's just how you put together a cute name?
Yeah, Able is the name of the company. It stands for a better and easier life.
Oh, okay.
And from the Able, we declined it to the ableist.
Okay, okay.
It also sounds like able, enable, so hopefully people understand that it really enables you to remain mobile, independent, and free to move
whenever
you have to. One thing I wanted to mention also is that because it is a piece of equipment that you put on your bed, you can actually put it at the foot of your bed if you want to raise your legs. So it's very versatile if you have some, issue with water retention or also some surgery, post-surgery. What I'm talking about here is actually something very relevant either for people who are just, you know, losing a little bit of mobility because of age, but also let's say they are coming home from a surgery. They can have it also on a more temporary basis. It's a product that can be purchased or rented, so it really addresses all the needs of the people that are interested in looking into it.
Graziella, what do you think of it?
I think it's great. I wanted to ask about something that I think is very interesting that I read, that every 100 of these products that you sell, you donate 5 to individuals or nonprofits. How do these nonprofits or individuals apply to receive one of your ABLEAF?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the product was launched earlier this year, so we're still trying to build awareness around the product. We have done a lot of outreach to like breast cancer coalitions, because that's one area where we've been able to get a lot of people to use it, and it's been really helpful. But we are trying to build awareness so that people can apply and be eligible to receive it. So right now it's been given to people so that they can test it and, you know, give us feedback. We have also physical therapists using it in their office so that people can actually try it and see if it's something that would match their needs. So right now we're just trying to build you know, a way
awareness
to, exactly. So
that's great.
That's it. Go ahead.
How is it sold? Is it sold individually, or is it sold through stores or online? How
yes.
is it actually
so
sold?
We have an online presence, and the website is www.ableysolutions.com. It's spelled ABELY Solutions with an S at the end, .com. We also have a 1-800 number. It's 1-800-527-5097. And we are present in some stores, you know, the durable medical equipment stores mm-hmm. on Long Island. We are based in Nassau County, and we have a few stores selling it also in Stamford, Connecticut. So we are expanding. So it can be found in these different, you know, distribution centers.
Great, thank you.
And there's a website. So I think it's important for somebody listening this morning, if you're not going to go to one of the stores, you go to the website, because the website, obviously, you'll see the pictures. Mm-hmm. And I think we're explaining it's almost like a wedge, but conceptually, you'll see the pictures of it, and you understand how it can work. It's electric.
Yes.
So therefore, you can wind up with any degree, whether it's just an inch or two you wind up.
Yes.
You know, and at a given point in time, you just say with reflux or something, you needed not at a 90, but almost a 90, so you can, you know, digest better. And then you hit the button in the middle of the night and back you go.
Exactly. There's also a one-minute video on the website that I think is really self-explanatory. You'll see also how the movement is really soft, and it's a very quiet mechanism. So if you are raising the device during the night, it's not going to wake up your partner. So that's something also that was really critical. The quality of the components we use are really high. This was definitely something that was important to me, because I just want to mention that the product is assembled here in the U.S. Most of the components are from the U.S. or Canada.
Okay.
We have to bring one component from China, because unfortunately it's only manufactured there. But what I want to mention is that it is really well made and durable, so that we provide quality to our customer.
Okay.
This is really you know, part of our mission.
You know what? We're going to go into our first break, and then we're going to come back and continue talking about this. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.